This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. The vaccine mandate agenda that has now been unleashed in California and Canada and many other places around the world, it is not about vaccines. This is the big secret, the time bomb behind vaccine mandates that no one is talking about. It isn't about vaccines. The vaccine industry doesn't really care that much that every child is vaccinated. What this is really about is setting a precedent where the government owns your body. That's all this is about. Vaccines are simply the wedge, the leverage point that government is using to establish these precedents where the government can control your body, can literally own and dictate policy and take away your decisions and your medical freedoms because the government claims that it has the right to decide what happens to your body because it's for the greater good. You see how this works? Taking away your medical freedoms, your rights. Essentially, this is Big Brother saying that the government owns your material body. This is nothing more than a modern-day medical enslavement. This is a slave plantation system. Now, but it's, of course, described in the language of science and health. You might ask yourself, well, what does the government want to do with my body in the first place? Why would the government want total control over my body? In truth, the government doesn't care about your one body. The government doesn't care about you at all. As far as they're concerned, you can just run off and die. The government doesn't give a crap about you. The government cares about controlling every body. It's about controlling the masses. And if you think about it, when they control your body, what does that allow them to do? And think about this in historical terms, going back to the Third Reich, Nazi Germany. What did Hitler put into place during the Third Reich to reduce government spending on entitlement programs? What did he do? Forced euthanasia of the elderly. Forced euthanasia of those who had genetic disorders. I mean, these people were rounded up and they were cremated. They were burned. You know, they were euthanized and then burned in the giant ovens. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is actual history carried out by human beings on our world. It happened not that long ago. This isn't some wild horror story to scare little children at night with stories of demons under their bed. No, this actually happened, and it was carried out by the same people who now run the FDA and the CDC. In fact, there is a Nazi Germany link to the entire pharmaceutical industry and the people who run it. Almost every head of the FDA, for example, recently has ties, family ties, to the Nazis or the eugenics programs carried out by the Nazis. Margaret Hamburg, and many other examples. The drug company, Bayer, was actually a Nazi-run company. The chairperson of Bayer actually was convicted of war crimes against humanity and served time in prison for the genocidal crimes against Jews. This is actual history that I'm citing here. If you're not aware of this history, then you need to study history because it's about to be repeated. And it's being repeated by the same type of demonic, destructive, anti-humanitarian people who ran the Third Reich. They are now running the FDA, the CDC, and the pharmaceutical industry. And they believe, just like Adolf Hitler did, they believe that they own your body and they can decide what to do with it while stripping away your fundamental human rights, women's rights, parental rights, legal rights. They can strip all of that away and force you to surrender your body to their agendas. And what kind of agendas do they have in mind, you might be wondering? Because it's not just vaccines. I already mentioned that. What's next? Forced, mandatory organ harvesting. Mandatory euthanasia. Mandatory sterilization. Government control over your reproductive rights and even your right to live beyond a certain age. Think about these things. These are all the kinds of things that the Nazis pursued under the banner of what? Science. Yes, the top scientists of the time were the eugenicists. And in their vision, which is shared by many people running the FDA and the CDC and the drug companies today, that vision is that through science, they can make humanity better by eliminating the genetically inferior individuals and even entire races. These people see minorities as burdens on humanity, as inferior races, in the same way that Adolf Hitler saw Jews as inferior races in his mind. And that's one of the things that made him such an evil, destructive monster, is that he wanted to create a superior race of superior men. Right? This was part of his agenda. And he was going to use science to do it. And the scientists lined up. They lined up and they volunteered. They said, yes, we want to be part of this effort, this visionary effort by Adolf Hitler to make the human race a better race, and we're going to use science, and we're going to euthanize those who have diseases, and we're going to kill the elderly people, and we're going to make sure the state owns your body so that the state can decide what happens to you. Your reproduction, your longevity, your survival depends on the state, which is run by a scientific dictatorship that actually existed in world history and continues to persist today in the medical establishment in America today. In fact, you could accurately say that America's medical system today, the vaccine industry, the pharmaceutical industry, the cancer industry, is the Fourth Reich. It is the Fourth Reich living and breathing today under a new brand of science, with new names, new individuals, but the same philosophies of the state controlling and owning your body and deciding what to do with it, and literally mass murdering, killing people that the state doesn't want, sterilizing people that the state doesn't want to reproduce, and then hiding all of this under the banner of saying it's for the greater good. Why do you think that when vaccines are found, surprise, to have covert sterilization chemicals added to them, which has been uncovered multiple times in Africa by pro-vaccine groups that are actually giving vaccines to young women in Africa, and they find that they're causing sterilization, they send them to the labs, they have them tested, and they find, hey, there's sterilization chemicals in these vaccines. Why do you think that these UN-approved vaccines always target black people, Africans in developing nations? Why does that keep happening over and over again? Why did the vaccines in Mexico, when they go wrong, they kill Mexican children or send them to the hospital? There was one town in Mexico where 75% of the children who were vaccinated ended up either dead or in the hospital. It's a fact. You can look it up. Everything that I've stated here is a searchable fact that you can look up and you can verify for yourself. Why do you think the virologist who worked for Merck came out and filed a False Claims Act with the federal government and stated that they were ordered by the management of Merck to commit scientific fraud and spike the clinical trial results, the blood samples, with animal antibodies to trick the FDA into approving the mumps vaccine, while they knew the mumps vaccine didn't work, and they said it would contribute to the spread of disease. That the more children get the vaccine, the less protection they have, and the more the infectious disease spreads among more and more children, causing more outbreaks, thereby selling more vaccines. Why is all of this happening? What these are irrefutable facts. These are statements by scientists and whistleblowers and people in Africa. It's the religious missions that they're associated with the Catholic Church, the pro-vaccine groups, who find that the vaccines have covert sterilization chemicals in them. Why is this happening? The answer is because the governments of the world are experimenting with all of these ways to harvest organs from your body, i.e. China, North Korea, you name it. And soon in California, by the way, they will soon be pushing for mandatory organ harvesting, and they'll say it saves lives. So they'll start killing you in the hospital before you're really dead so they can harvest your organs to, quote, save lives, while it's actually enriching the transplant industry and the drug companies that make the anti-rejection drugs and so on. But why do you think all of this is happening right now at this moment in human history? It is because the governments have decided, the governments of the world, they've come to realize in their view there are too many people on this planet, and depopulation is now their goal. How are they going to depopulate the world? They're going to do it by owning your body, which means owning your reproductive rights, which means determining when the state can legally kill you through euthanasia or mandatory organ harvesting when you're not quite dead but almost dead. And, of course, by limiting your reproductive capability through either covert means, such as the covert spiking of vaccines with sterilization chemicals, or soon through overt means by passing laws that provide for limitations like the one-child policy in China that existed for so long and has since been loosened up but is now under consideration for being adopted in other nations around the world. Now, it's interesting that most advanced nations around the world, such as Japan, actually have so little childbirth that they're trying to encourage their citizens to give birth to more kids so they don't have this massive collapse of a demographic bubble as the population ages. But in many countries around the world, the population is exploding beyond the ability of the economic infrastructure and the political infrastructure to be able to handle that, and the governments are actually trying to depopulate the world. And this is why when you listen to people like Bill Gates, he talks about depopulation. When you talk to the most extreme environmentalists, they talk about the need to save the planet by depopulating it. You talk about activists, wealthy billionaires, like Ted Turner, for example, they say the same thing. They say the planet is beyond its carrying capacity. You might even believe this too, for all I know. You might think that there's too many people, so somebody has to decide who's got to go. And who's going to make that decision? It's the state. It's the governments. In fact, they've already made the decision. They've already decided that some people are expendable, that some people don't have the same reproductive rights as other people, that some people probably, in their minds, need to be euthanized, need to be removed. Maybe, you know, the governor of California seems to talk about this and support this kind of thing. So it's no surprise that he signed SB 277, the vaccine mandate in California, which establishes that the state of California owns the body of your child. It is not a coincidence. This is 100% consistent with Nazi philosophy, with the agenda of the Third Reich, with the eugenics of desire of these madmen, these insane, power-hungry elitists who believe that they can play God and decide who lives and who dies, who reproduces, and who doesn't. That's what this has come down to. We've entered a realm in human history when the government, the state, is actively working against the interests of human life. The state has now decided that you are expendable, that you do not have a fundamental human right to decide how to treat your own body. You can't even say no to a medical intervention that pierces your skin and injects you with untold number of contaminated viral fragments and toxic chemicals, the adjuvants that are used in vaccines, the mercury that's in flu shots, the aluminum, the MSG, and so on, they've decided you cannot say no. In other words, this is interesting, that your human rights, or your human right to decide what happens to your body, is now, according to these vaccine pushers, like Richard Pan of California, it is now null and void. The government's power to control your body does not have any limit. It's not limited by the physical boundary of your body. The government can now decide what to put into your body, what to do with your body, and even to terminate your body. Hence the euthanasia, forced, quote, retirement when people reach a certain age. And believe me, this is going to become a huge issue as states like California begin to go totally bankrupt. And Illinois, for example, Florida, New York, entire nations like America and the UK begin to go broke, and they come to realize that they can't afford to pay for the ongoing sick care, disease maintenance costs of the elderly sector of the population. They're going to start rolling out programs like voluntary retirement or even financial awards for old people who decide to subject themselves to, quote, voluntary euthanasia. They might even get a financial reward for their children. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you're going to see in the next generation, believe me. Because the government they respect no human rights, they respect no private property, not even your body, which is the ultimate expression of private property. It is a fundamental human right, even a divine right, if you will, a natural right, as it's called under common law, that you own your body. You're born, and, for example, you look at your hand, who owns your hand? This should not be debatable. Your hand belongs to you, solely to you, and not to anyone else. This is why we no longer tolerate the enslavement, the slavery of human beings in our society. It was once tolerated, no more, because we have come to understand that every single individual has a fundamental ownership of their own body and can therefore decide what they wish to do with their body, right? But now along comes California Senator Richard Pan, who says, no, 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 you don't own your body anymore. We're going to do what we want to your body and the bodies of your children, because we, the state, are now your masses. And yes, I said that attempting to use the inflection of the old slave plantations in the South, because that is the appropriate metaphor for what they're trying to do in California. They're trying to enslave everybody, but no longer based on your skin color. They're trying to enslave everybody. Everybody. You could be white, black, Latino, Asian. Richard Pan still wants to be your massa. That's how it's happening. That's how it's unfolding in California today. And it's a test case for the rest of the nation. You see, the government does not want individuals to have the right to say no to the forced medical interventions, to have the right to say no to mandatory organ harvesting, to have the right to say no to the euthanasia programs that are now being accelerated and rolled out, like the cover of Time magazine, the case for killing Granny. That was the issue of the magazine. They just want to knock off your grandparents and your parents, and next, it's going to be you. If we don't stand up and say, get your evil hands off our bodies, then you're going to end up just surrendering to this totalitarian science government fascist regime that claims total ownership over your physical biology. You know, I sometimes like to appeal to those who are pro-choice in the women's liberation movement. You know, you say you're pro-choice, so why aren't you pro-vaccine choice too? If your mantra is the government should get its hands off our bodies, and that only a woman can decide what to do with her body, then by definition, you gotta be pro-vaccine choice. You have to be opposed to vaccine mandates, unless you're a complete hypocrite, living a total mental contradiction in your own head. If you believe in the fundamental human right to decide what to do with your body without a government forcing its opinions and actions upon your body, then you have to be pro-choice on everything involved in medicine. Pro-vaccine choice, pro-food choice, pro-abortion choice, as those people say. You got to be consistent. If you're going to be pro-choice about abortions, you got to be pro-vaccine choice. Because that's a medical intervention that the government is trying to force upon your body. So we are now facing a future where we either stop these insane demonic serpent people like Richard Pan, or we end up being enslaved by them. You know, I for one believe in the fundamentals of human dignity and human rights and consciousness in human beings. And because we are conscious beings, we are born with the fundamental right to decide how we wish to live, how we wish to die, what kind of medical interventions we wish to accept or reject. It is an extension, a natural extension of the principle of human consciousness and free will that is found in each and every one of us. Those who would say that you should not have the right to decide a medical intervention, they are denying you fundamental human right. They are denying you your choice, which is founded in free will and the existence of consciousness. And it is no coincidence that most of the vaccine-pushing scientists are so delusional that they themselves do not even believe in any sort of consciousness whatsoever. They don't even think that they are conscious. They don't believe that they have free will. These are people who think that all humans are biological robots, that consciousness, they say, is an artificial, an artifact, a self-imposed illusion of the chemistry of the brain. And they think this about themselves. They're sort of making the argument that life and death doesn't matter, and that's why it's okay in their minds to kill off a bunch of children, to gas a bunch of Jews, to inject a bunch of African women with sterilization chemicals without their informed consent. Because in the minds of these demonic, destructive scientists, they don't think that you're alive anyway. These are the same scientists who, you know, millennia ago would sit around and dissect primates while they were alive so that they could observe the beating of their hearts. They wanted to observe biology. And as the monkeys and apes were screaming in horror, these scientists would say, oh, that's just a chemical reaction. These animals aren't really alive. And that's the way they think about you. That's the way they think about your children. They don't think you're alive. So if they need to harvest your organs while you're still alive because it makes the organs more fresh for the transplant operations, then in their minds, that's totally justified. It's for the greater good of society, and you're not alive anyway. You're not a conscious being. Your screaming is just a reaction. It's just an automatic. It's just like a knee-jerk reaction in their minds. So they don't mind, you know, injecting your kids with vaccines or just, you know, ripping your heart out for a transplant. You know, maybe Steve Jobs needs a new pancreas or a liver. Funny how he got to the top of the transplant list, isn't it? You know, maybe some elitist bureaucrat needs a new organ. They're going to find somebody. They're going to arrest somebody like they do in China. Falun Gong members doing a little meditation. Ha! Arrested. Boom. Your kidneys are gone. You think that's fiction? That happens every day in China. The black market for organ harvesting is very real. It happens every single day. And those who don't realize that this is happening are living in delusional fairy tale lands of total denial. So I hope these are some things to think about. This, you're looking at the horror side of science and medicine here. And it is a very real thing. It is a very real threat. It has actually happened before in human history under the Nazis, and it is now happening again in California under demonic serpents like Richard Pan. It is happening again. And if we allow it to happen, these people will take over and they will strip you of every human right, of every legal right that you can imagine. They will leave you with nothing, not your human dignity, not anything except total subjugation to the state. That is their goal, that the state determines who lives and who dies, who reproduces, who doesn't. The state and the agenda of the state becomes your master, depriving you of every fundamental human rights choice that you thought you were born with. That's where this is headed. So don't think that these vaccine mandates are about immunization. They have almost nothing to do with that. They are wedge issues that are being thrust upon the population in order to create precedent that would allow the government to go to the next step of controlling your body, and the next step beyond that, and so on and so forth. Again, it all comes down to forced euthanasia, forced organ harvesting, state control over reproductive rights, and the state determination of who lives and who dies and when they die. That's where this is headed. I hope that you wake up and understand that this is all very real. This is all happening right now. And there are people in positions of power inside the FDA, at the head of the CDC, who are criminals, who are criminal masterminds, who are, in effect, still tied to the Nazi regime. They are the modern-day expression of the Fourth Reich, and they, at many levels, are winning this game, this agenda, this anti-human agenda that seeks to establish absolute government control over all life, all human life on this planet. Beware. Spread the word on this. Everybody needs to hear this message. Everybody who wants to live beyond what's coming, you need to hear this message. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I am a lab science director at CWCLabs.com. I actually run an analytical laboratory looking at contaminants in food. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science.
That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.